Okay, we had the previous Evergreen section was from April 9th, 1988. Now we're going to hear from September 13th, 1988. Let's check the button here. Bring it up. Okay, September 13, 1988.
Can the Evergreen see this document I have in my hand?
Yes, we have this.
Now, this is the latest to come out of the, I guess, the conspiracy genre circle.
Yes.
This, the beginning says, on July 7, 1986, an employee of the Boeing Aircraft Company purchased an IBM copier at a surplus sale. Inside were details of a, quote, science hatched in the embryonic days of the Cold War, which planned for control of the masses through the manipulation of industry, people's pastimes, education, and political leanings. It had already been in operation since 1954. The unknown author or authors showed how silent economic weapons would be used to subdue a nation to create a utopia for the elite while offering enslavement to the masses. Now, this is a document that's attracting attention because it has mathematics and looks quite sophisticated. Is this... And is this a copy of an original document? Is this a valid document?
Well, it is a copy of the original.
Was it not? Was it meant to be found?
No, it was not meant to be found.
So this is something worth studying?
For its curio aspect, but nothing more.
You mean it's not being used anymore?
Understand that... One of the greater changes in the U.S. with the advent of computers was that many differing scenarios could be created. Many differing scenarios. And thousands of scenarios were created under the designation of what if. So that certain overlay plans could be created, how variances within models. The objective was to produce a complete political model. And that was one of the scenario plans. Interesting, but a curio. Most of these have been destroyed and pulped because... truly, they are not of interest.
There are new... How much time do you have?
Approximately 3 minutes.
All right. Was it one author who did this, or a group of authors?
One author.
And I notice he quotes the famous Rothschild quote in here. And so it's like this person said, okay, I'll do some research in this area and put together my proposal, which is a scenario proposal, sort of.
Yes.
And so just one of many things done.
Many of them were done.
Was this done by employees of the National Security Agency, or where do they find people to do this?
Found all over. They searched fringe groups, even asked one section, had several people who were clinically paranoid, to give paranoid scenarios, schizoid. See, it did not matter where the information came from, as long as it could be fed into the computer system to find out would it have any relevance to what was happening. And 99.9 of them had no relevance at all. It was a very expensive proposition.
It sounds to me like putting monkeys on typewriters to see if they can do something.
Exactly. Well, possibly one monkey would look at it in a point of view that 999 other monkeys would not. So, but it is interesting because it may open up a new area of research that no one has thought of.
But this doesn't imply that this is happening or something else is happening.
Of course not.
Yeah, this wasn't done. This wasn't implemented.
Of course not.
So the people who organized this, we'll call it probing for pattern recognition to be used by the computer, who organized these kind of things?
The major groups, there was certain funding from the CIA, but minimal. Some from the NSA, majority. Some from NASA, minority. Some from the US Army, minority. These are basically the funding groups. But the major here was the National Security Agency itself.
In the 1950s?
In the 1950s, early 50s, 50 through, it was called to a halt in 59. Because after 9 years, it was seen that, yes, it was an interesting proposition, produced a considerable amount of material that could be used for science fiction stories, but being applied to the actuality of the world, no. It was also, there were certain ties with testing with mescalines and LSD, but that project did not fully get from the ground. That also terminated.
The MKUltra one.
Yes.
It reminds me of Marshall said, "We don't live in Marshall McLuhan said, we don't live in a participatory democracy. We live in an anticipatory democracy." And a lot of the elites and intelligence agencies were trying to figure out where society was going to go or what scenarios to deal with in the 50s.
Exactly.
And this is what was happening.
Well, yes.
A network project for computers.
Mm. Yeah. But the point is that they were hoping that from this they would be able to have a certain pattern recognition system by which they would be able to then make accurate prognosis. But they would have been better if they had studied weather cycles, which of course they did, and emotions, weather systems. And from this, some areas of research prove useful, but the conspiracy theories, they thrashed them and found that, yes, certain of these were applicable in the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th centuries, but it began to fall down in the 18th and 19th and 20th. So therefore, if not conspiracy, it showed one point, that the conspiracy situation had a tendency to collapse of its own system.
So I wonder what they're using now. What patterns do the managers want now?
What they're doing now is basically pattern recognition. The newer project is on pattern recognition of psychology.
Mass psychology or individual?
Individual psychology. Realizing that mass psychology is what you want it to be, but individual psychology is not as easily accurately described. But sociological choice is the preferred term that is being used now.
They're developing scenarios of that?
Yes. And most within quote, understandable parameters, unquote. This example of an older system is far out of date and far, far from the truth. And this must end.
Thank you, Evergreen.
So for now, since there's...
Okay, that's from September 13th, 1988. Now we're going to go to September 13th, 1988, part two. Bear with me, maybe play a little song. Play something. Thank you.
lost my mind, love, but I still love her. Oh, I still love her. Lucy has lost my mind, but I still need her. You know I need her. What you trying to do to me, Lucille? What you trying to do to me, Lucille? What you trying to do to me, Lucille? You got me going out of my mind, Lucille. Has torn my heart up, but I still love her. Lucille has torn my heart up, but I still need her. You know I need her. She treats me like my heart is made of stone. She runs around and leaves me home, all alone. She doesn't answer when I call her on the phone. She messed up my mind. I'm crying all of the time.
I have to check to see if the September 13, 1988 session actually ends. I'm going to clip it on and see what happens. Oop.
Thank you. Dear Lord, please enfold these entities.
Yep, that is the ending. Okay, I'm going to put on another one from September 13, 1988, part two. And this goes to... ...4811. Still looking. Okay, right there.
Okay, now, Aaron Greens, I'm going to run through some general historical questions.
Please.
Why was Pope John Paul II shot in May 13th, 1981?
Because... it was believed, would destabilize the Warsaw Pact countries by being Polish and affect the balances in Poland, instigated through the KGB and cognizance at the highest level. Important to know that this was violently opposed by Gorbachev. Violently opposed.
So that was pretty well what Dr. Beter said. He called that fact and wanted to do that, the Bolsheviks,
yes,
opposed by the Christian groups around Gorbachev within Russia.
Yes, but Gorbachev himself, as in charge of the KGB, was violently opposed.
You mean Andropov? Gorbachev was head of the KGB?
At that point.
You mean Andropov later? Or?
Andropov first.
I see.
Gorbachev.
All right.
The Brezhnev and those. Yeah.
All right, so... you mentioned earlier McLuhan was talking to Gorbachev. When did that happen?
Well, that is a mental construct. It is Michael's tuning in of Gorbachev's desire to find information.
Right, I was told through McLuhan's daughter, she heard that that Gorbachev was a McLuhanite.
Oh, yes.
He studied in McLuhan.
But isn't he? Thoroughly. But to his office, not to his private office, would have several translations of all of McLuhan's books.
His private office does.
His private office does.
So he'll be interested in my writings when they come out.
Yes, very much so.
So am I.
Yeah, the... Was in the Carlos Castaneda books, was Don Juan a real person that the author learned from?
You wish the truth?
Of course.
Yes, he is. But he is the combination of three people.
Uh-huh. This has not been talked about before? Does he ever give any other information?
No.
All right. So that's just the beginning. We'll think about that. And next question. I once saw on a TV program that the old Greek temples around the Aegean Sea, I think there were eight of them, high up altitudes, you look, they formed a pattern of the Knights of Malta eight-pointed cross.
Yes.
Was that designed by extraterrestrial or some...
No, it was designed by a group that could be best described as a group that persevered through a number of years, and they were called the mathematicians. Well, every mathematician knew that everything had a loci, everything had a relationship. So therefore, mathematical formulae, positions, all of these were incorporated in buildings. The Parthenon was designed by a person who was also a mathematician. Now, this is mathematician with a capital M.
Yeah, the great mathematique, you did...
Great mathematique, yes.
When did they live? What painting are you talking about?
475, as far as Greece is concerned, before the birth of the Nazarene, and before this, so very strong, were the mathematicians.
Did they plan that multi-cross, or is that...
They planned
pattern?
It. Of
they wanted
they
that
planned.
Pattern.
Yes.
Right, now, Ken, do you want to ask something?
Oh, yes.
Okay, one more question, okay? Why did, we're assuming Elvis Presley is dead. Is that an accurate assumption?
Statement that Elvis Presley is dead is accurate.
Who is organizing this controversy with the tape and that? Is this a big money-making scam, or what's the motive?
Idle hands. That is all that it is. For some, it is wish fulfillment. But it is we assure you, it is made out of whole cloth.
Okay.
Elvis Presley is dead.
Thank you very much, Evergreens.
I have a few quick questions, Evergreens. Microwave ovens, the way they heat the food from the inside of a cell and blow apart the enzyme structure, I consider it damaging to foods and refuse to eat microwave foods. What is the truth?
Well, it depends upon the cellular structure. It depends upon the intensity. Well, the greater problem, however, is not with that, because essentially any heating will do this, whether it be from outside or inside. The cell structure is destroyed to make this then digestible. But the greater problem with microwaves is that there is a certain fixation of calcium. And you'll find that those who have predominantly microwaved food system, and at the same time low on dairy products, you'll find that those would have rapidly see that there is a loss of calcium, aching legs, blood coagulation, etc., etc., mm-hmm. memory problems.
The calcium is destroyed in the food.
It is
made unavailable.
Predominantly. Some exist, but very little.
Food irradiation as a means of preservation, I know it will help the third world, but again, is it destroying your food and making it unalive?
Basically, it slows the processes, and that you have certain problems here. It also slows the defense of the food against certain microorganisms. What we see is that irradiated foods, essentially not wrong, but then using certain conventional packaging, it is the conventional packaging that is absolutely necessary. You see? Tinned foods, even, would be the advantage. The tin would last very much longer. But irradiated and then air-free is almost as bad as not irradiating at all.
So you're saying that it is good or not good for people?
Well, as far as foods are concerned, irradiated by itself, no other protection, would find that there is the creation of various disease organisms within the food itself. Irradiation plus vacuum packing, freeze drying, plus tinning. So much better.
So why bother if you have to do two anyway?
Point is that the shelf life is then virtually to the shelf life of the container.
But what about, yes, I guess that's enough.
Okay, I have
Subliminal tapes. Is there any danger in people using subliminal tapes?
No.
Look,
the only danger is that the person, because some people have not resolved the problem that the subliminal tape attempts to solve,
mm-hmm.
so the person, when there is no effect, then the person becomes discouraged as to their ability. The point is that if worked with a competent individual, that would change the person's belief system, whether this is done through core belief engineering, NLP, or is done through hypnosis, or is done through whatever. If the subliminal is a supportive to the change and the new state, then the subliminal work.
Recent Nature magazine headline article, June of 88, on dilution of antibodies in a homeopathic fashion has supposedly proven homeopathy. Can Evergreens comment whether or not people will accept now homeopathy, or will they be, you know, they're trying to decry this this finding?
By Ben Veniste in France.
Yes. There will be those that will attack the article, and the author will say, prove it. And some will. And some of them will falsify their findings. And some of them will not. But the whole point is that homeopathy will be renamed, then called a different process, diffusion of tinctures and tincturization. It will have a flood of new names to bury homeopathy. And then once that is done, the conventional medical establishment will use this as a new theory as to the dispersal of various systemological drugs, well, then it will be accepted. But you see, homeopathy, for too long it has been said this does not work, for many to allow that it will work.
May I ask a question?
Please.
Is there still time?
Approximately 1 minute.
All right. Do I have a guardian? A guardian like Carolyn does?
Okay, so we have there's elements there: Carlos Castaneda, Elvis Presley, the great mathematic, McLuhan, and Gorbachev. That was from September 13, 1988. Now I'm going to open up the phones. We seem to have the morning crew has come in. Been waiting all night for them.
All participants are now unmuted.
Good morning, Bob.
It's Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Oh, bright-eyed.
Yep. And we have Lynn Fouch, and we have Denny, and we have someone in New Jersey. I don't know if that's Matthew Rose or someone else. 732, you want to speak?
Hi, it's Michael. How are you, Bob?
Michael who?
Michael. Oh, I, Lukowski, I sent you my game I was working on.
Yeah. Right. So is this your first
time
in?
Doing?
Good. Is this your first time in on this?
I called about, I just, it's my fourth time calling, but during the BOFest, my first.
Right, during the Bob Fest. Okay, well,
yeah.
I think with the crew here, I will read some messages that indicate what's been going on over the night. Okay, so let me go back up and let's see what's been happening, or the interpretations of what's been happening. Okay. Well, Sue, guy got a Sue. I don't know if you guys heard this. He went to bed, and she said, "Good night, Bob and Carol. What a great surprise to have Brendan, her son, show up. You got some fun stories, but I got to sleep, got to fly. Hope to tune back in when I get back to Toronto tomorrow." The Frank Zappa, Ike Willis dialogue about Frank's Global Theater was brilliant. Wow. Now, did any of you people hear that? Do you know what I'm referring to?
No.
Right. That's a great dialogue between Frank Zappa and Ike Willis. Tremendous. And a couple of, there's some interpretation over on the chat line, but that's a little later. So then Leon says, thanks for sharing that recording, Bob. Thanks. Zappa, Zappa, Zappa. And then Trevor, the racist over in Manchester, United Kingdom, I had the ban from Dukes. He was just interrupting everybody with his racist tribal blood talk. He says, "I'm still here, Bob, at 2:30 GMT, Greenwich Mean Time." Then Sue from Montreal says, "Hi, Bob, just listened to the intro of the Emerald Tablet from Ian and Bob. I have a question for when you cover this subject. Ian says that the Pyramid Giza is in our future. He also said that Jesus trained there. As far as I know, all the Jesus were in the past, yet one of them trained at a pyramid that is in our future. Jesus time traveled, or Jesus is in the future, like the pyramids. Can you clarify?" Nope, can't clarify that one. Pat from Alaska says, "The song Young Girl, how about Gary Puckett and the Union Gap?" Well, I guess he's saying Young Girl by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, because we played Gary Puckett last night at some point. Pat then says, "Sounds like the Dobie Gillies and the Beatniks." Bob, Dobie Gillies and the Beatniks. Bert says, Bert in Switzerland, "Awesome evergreen clip, Bob. This was a great puzzle piece laid after the supposed landmark Iranian nuclear last week." Don't know what that's about. Deb says, "Oh no, you all fell off the air." So I guess we did fall off the air for a minute or two. Wasn't much of a break. Then she said, "I had to bring up a new Achieve radio." This is Deb in Idaho. "I had to bring up a new Achieve radio to get the sound. The other page still isn't working. Bill, is that just my computer or did everyone go down?" Don't know what happened there. Bert goes, referring to the Evergreen recordings I was playing, you know, a few hours ago. Says, "Wow, JFK, Martin Luther King, and Robert F. Kennedy assassinations, all three were not connected." That was a big insight for Bert. Then Deb in Idaho says, "Oh yes, we had Em and Ray show up, spent a good chunk of the night. I played a lot of JFK recordings for her from the Evergreens." So Deb from Idaho says, "Eben does ask the best questions with such deep interest. Bob, you sound great. Coming up to 80 hours. Go, Bob, go." Then Sean from the UK says, "Morning, Bob. Is this Eben?" Yes, it was Eben. "Sounds like you've had her up all night." Yeah, we did. Bert from Switzerland says, "Awesome archive material, Bob. The Kennedys, J. Edgar Hoover, the Mafia, Ark of the Covenant, and O.J. Simpson." So you guys can check that out when you get a chance to go through the 80th hour. Eliza in New York City says, "Good morning, Bob. You've passed the halfway mark. Yay! The Energizer Bunny could take some notes from you. LOL. You keep going and going." So that is the commentary throughout the night in InQuick messages. The latest chat room thing says, Eternal Essence, I don't know who that is, says, "Keep it flowing because you're still going, Bob." Cider Somerset says, "Denny thinks Rob's in Scotland, not Tottenham." That's Rob of Tottenham. Denny, yes, Denny, the guy from Idaho who hangs out the longest, older man. Denny thinks Rob is in Scotland, not Tottenham. LOL. These are two gods definitely on different wavelengths. Yes, we heard Denny and Rob of Tottenham go on for 10 or 15 minutes. Then Cider Somerset adds to that, though they are tiling the bathroom now, Home Depot is like a B&Q. This is definitely cereal. You guys know what that means? B&Q. Don't know what that is then. Oort goes, oh, swoon, to be able to play music, I guess. Then Michael says, hey, Bob, can you get more into the Ark of the Covenant? Oort says, me. Jager Hoover, I played his apology to all of us back in the early 90s, and Dave Neufeld, who went on a tear after being on talking to us for many hours, he then kept on going, so I had to mute him, and then he just kept typing over on the chat room. So many things. One of his thoughts was, Bob, don't accept Jager Hoover's apology and throw him out of the guff for Vinny and Oort's sake. He also says, Greek tragedy, my ass, they often have regrets in hindsight. Then Dave says, it's 6 in the morning here. I don't care, Bob. I don't care, Bob killed Kennedy. So, it goes on and on and on. Do you guys want to say anything, or shall I provide more information?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Ginny.
So, Eben came on with you, and did she get there at 11?
Yes, she came right on time.
Oh, she's so wonderful. And how long did she hang out with you? A couple hours?
About 5 hours.
Really? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And she asked her in-depth probing questions.
Yes, she at some times here and there was not impressed with the Evergreen. She was not impressed with the O.J. Scenario.
No, she was disappointed in the content. She didn't think it was comprehensive enough, or?
Oh, no. She was blown away with the Edgar Hoover and assassination of President Kennedy. That was tremendous. And the Martin Luther King and what was the other guy? Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah, Bobby Kennedy. But she was not impressed with the O.J. Neither was Bill. But I may play more AJ because it changed as the trial unfolded. The Evergreens started highlighting other aspects, but these people, they think they know what was happening, and they disagree with the way the Evergreens explained the stabbing of O.J. Of Nicole by O.J.
Now, it's interesting to see that, to hear that they, meaning Eben and Bill, think they quote unquote know much more about it than the Evergreens because they saw it on the television or they saw the courtroom analysis or something.
Right, right. They read the newspapers.
Right, they read the news. So they're confident in their information even though it's, coming out of the Android meme.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I'm glad you said it. I didn't bother saying it. I just said, when you're interacting with the Evergreens every 6 months, every year, the situation changes from year to year, and it was interesting how the Evergreens would change their position or highlight something that wasn't being mentioned, always responding and making long-range predictions that sort of turned out now, but not what people would have thought they meant back then. I mean, O.J.'s in jail, and that's where everyone said he would end up. There's a couple other interpretations of the court action, which was blatantly wrong by the Evergreens in their first stab at it, but later there was other things. So I may get to play some of the O.J. stuff that happened later. It's an ongoing issue. So what happened is I played, let's see, Matthew Hurtado came in, and was bumped once again, though he enjoyed it. He came in and I offered him to have a dialogue or to listen to me and Ike Willis do a fantastic analysis of Frank's own work that Ike Willis was part of but didn't know the meaning of. I think I need a drink of water. So After 5 days, I have to admit I need a drink of water. So. And I did it. I'm walking over to get the glass. Usually it's filled by Carolyn. Let's see if there's any water in it. Yes, there is.
Of course there is.
You get a double.
Should I take another swig?
I think you better.
I'm going to take some out of Carolyn's prepared glass.
Take some RNA drops, too.
Oh, I just did, and that may be partly why my throat was dry. Okay.
How about Remag and Relight? You got that in you, too?
I did that about 10 minutes ago. It sometimes makes my throat dry, and Carolyn tells me to drink the water, but I didn't take the water because I had to answer your questions. So I'm back at the keyboards here. And so when Matthew was supposed to, could be interviewed, he opted to hear the Ike Willis, Bob Dobbs incredible dialogue where I helped Ike see the hidden project of Frank that he had worked on, you know, for 10 years, but as being involved in the middle of it, didn't see the broad outline. So it was an amazing, fun recording. And you can hear it in the archives before Eben comes on. Then we did a lot of JFK stuff, which blew eye on Eben's mind as those details were unfolded. So there's a lot of chat going on. Actually, during the Ike Willis Zappa thing, total hysteria broke up. There's Sheila. I wonder when that is. Sheila... Anyways, total hysteria broke out. You might want to look, like you can look at it, Ginny. Read some of that. They go nuts over the Zappa, Ike Willis and Dobbs interplay.
We were listening then, Bob. We were there. I was watching it on the thing.
Right. So that went on and was quite hilarious. Then Dave took over and just kept constantly typing stuff, which I won't read.
Yes, he seems to have had quite a diarrhea of the fingers attack over here.
Right, and half of it's like objecting just for the sake of objecting. So here we are, and I'm getting ready to play some more stuff, so what do you guys have to say?
I think it's awesome that you've been up this long. Now do you realize that we don't need sleep?
Now do I realize it?
Maybe you knew it before.
Well,
does the body really need sleep?
Probably not, but I'm really looking forward to sleeping in a couple of days.
Okay. So you're not doing a Saturday night recording coming up, right?
No. We're going to end on Evan's show, you know, Thursday morning from 2 to, she's on for an hour and a half, 2 to 3:30, and we will spew all over L.A. and announce our fantastic ending of what will be, I don't know, 130 hours or something.
144, I thought.
I don't know if that's the way it works out. It might be.
Uh-huh.
It depends on when her show is. Or what that means. I haven't added it up. So, look at this. Somebody's saying Jesus was actually a mushroom, according to one Catholic priest.
Jesus.
Mushroom?
I saw that. Hey, yeah. Bob, did you know that... this is the first time I've checked in on the Ion and Bob Blogspot. Did you know Ed Long is chronicling this whole thing and putting in actual snippets of timing? Like
really?
He's showing. Yeah, you should go check it out. It's very comprehensive what he's doing. He's got the Ion 3 appearances on there, so you can just tell people go to the Ion and Bob Blogspot. He's got all three of the Ion snippets. He's got your banner. He's got Bart's Radio Free Ion blog site. And he's got the guide to the Bob Fest. It says a guide to the Bob Fest by Akito. So maybe Akito is doing this for you. And he's making notes about what you're saying in all the different timings.
Okay, so a guide to Bob Fest by Akito, November 22nd, day one, part one, 18, no audio clip. What am I supposed to clip on?
Well, no, that's what he's just saying. He's just showing if you wanted to. They haven't clipped out the audio yet, but they're just saying if you want to go to different, like, for example, go where at the bottom where it says, you know, more, read more.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then you can go down and you can scroll halfway down and see where Michael Brown shows
right,
up,
yeah.
Ion shows up. So it's very good they're doing this for you.
Yeah, I mean, so it shows where we can find it when Ion showed up and go listen to the part.
Well, not only that, but Ed already clipped those parts, because go down. Ion Live
okay.
on BobFest.
Wow. Is this done by Akito or Ed?
No,
or
this
both?
Is Ed Long doing this. Well, they're probably both collaborating to do it.
Wow, look at that. That's incredible.
So he's already got him clipped out.
Wow. Yeah, I was telling people, I was there. Here I was on here hours ago telling Evan and various people, you know, you're just going to have to take the time someday and wade through the archives to find all the stuff that you missed. And this already been done.
Akito and Ed must be taking turns doing shifts or something, listening and marking down what's happening, and then, you know, putting it in on the guide.
Jesus
and
Christ,
probably...
Yes.
Ed'll go back through and clip out the interesting things, like all the things that I've said. I'm sure he'll go back through and pull all those out.
That's amazing. Then it says,
isn't that mean?
Yeah, that is awesome. So that puts the whole thing, puts it to order.
It puts it all in order. So now when people check in and say, well, Bob, when did that happen? Just tell them we'll go to the Ion and Bob blog spot and look through the guide. And you'll see what's happened, and Ion's clips are already on there.
Yeah, so they'll break it all up, and you'll be able to go to any part and hear it. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's incredible. What is this part here? Ion Live on BobFest. Listen.
Well, click that button. Those are the excerpts of when Ion showed up.
Oh, okay. I see. Ion... I didn't even understand. Ion Live on BobFest. What's that mean? What's Ion? Ion surprises participants. So you clip on listen and you get one. So he hasn't put up two or three, I guess, yet.
He might not have, or he might have strung them all together. I don't know.
Yes, it says an hour and 13 minutes. That's probably all of them, right? An hour and 13 minutes?
Yeah, if it's an hour and 13 minutes, it's all three.
Wow. That's amazing. So people would carry on the work while I was slacking off over here, just playing things, ancient evergreens things. So,
that's right.
All right. That's very good. Any other news? Any other things to say?
No, I think that's pretty... I think I've made a good contribution so far this morning.
Trina says, good morning, everyone. What would you guys like to do? Do you want to talk and analyze, or shall I play some more stuff? Or what are you guys going to do, hang around, or is Greg going to work, or what?
No, we're here. We're here. We're heading into our downhill coast of the four-day Thanksgiving weekend, so we're kind of winding down a little bit and chilling out. The kids have left and gone with their mom to... holiday, so we're hanging out, just having fun with you, Bob.
Okay, so it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday in our world, that is correct.
All right, so you don't mind listening to some evergreen stuff?
No, we'd love to listen to the evergreen stuff.
Okay, let's see what the next bit would be.
Now, on our show Wednesday, too, Bob, Greg and I are going to pull out some of our clips of things that we've said that you thought were particularly retarded, and then you can critique us in our bad session question asking. We'll have
fun. Yeah, all now right. What time will that be for me when you're on?
It'll be, I think that's what? Well, are you 5 hours different? What time
is it? Yes, 5 hours different.
All right, well, then it'll be... it'll be 9 a.m. your time.
So tomorrow, that'll be Wednesday, my last day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at 9 a.m. my time. Okay.
Yep.
All right, we're just at the top of the hour. We're going to play a little music as we go over the top, and then I'll find something to start.
Perfect.
So, All right, so let's see. What would be nice? Try this one.